everyone. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and we are joined with Laurie Smith from TLC's Trading Spaces. Hi, Laurie.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We are fellow curly hair girls who have to stick together and share what works for each other to help with all these curls.
I know. I'm telling you, when you walked in the door, what did I do? Immediately attacked you. What do you use on your hair? Because yours are so pretty.
It's yours good. Is pretty. And that color, you just can't. Beat your color. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to Trading Spaces.
It is quite a journey, and one that I just have to always remind myself, because I think life can take you in so many unexpected directions, and this was definitely an unexpected direction for me, but one I'm very grateful for, so I always try to go back and nod to it. But growing up, I was very much a theater girl. Mm-hmm. I was born in the South, so I'm in Atlanta. Atlanta baby, but raised in Texas. So
I like both of those places.
Yes, exactly. So Nashville's that sweet spot in between.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have landed here. But yeah, I was theater. I found myself at SMU for undergrad in Dallas. And there was no interior design school at SMU, at least. And I was really blessed. My mom should have gone to architecture school, but she always is a frustrated architect. But we moved so much. She always did all of the drawings and renovations of our homes. So I grew up around it. And everyone always asked me, were you that child that rearranged her room all the time? And I'm like, no, I really wasn't. I was kind of fortunate that my mom just had this eye, and I guess I grew up appreciating it, but my expression was really more theatrical. So fast forward, I graduate SMU, I end up broadcast journalism, which is interesting. I learned that I loved to write in college and went to work for CNN writing copy as a young 20-something. So I found myself thrust back into Atlanta, which was exciting right before the Olympics. I was there after some packing my bags and backpacking around Europe, wanderings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, between jobs. Yeah.
Finding yourself experience.
I am telling you, I'm a wanderlust. So that was always difficult to harness in. But, you know, one more element of that is where I gleaned so much inspiration is through travel and architecture. Mm-hmm. And I did have an art history minor, so I started to learn about color composition and exploring different cultures and what the richness of those cultures can, you know, serve as a catalyst to how we're seeing life. And anyway, I found myself back in my 20s. My very best friend had gone to Vanderbilt. We were connected through SMU friends, and she was an interior designer, although she was an English degree mm-hmm. and had gone to work writing for, I think it was Southern Accents initially, but she was working for a man named Dan Carruthers in Atlanta, who was really a pioneer in design. And long story long, she and I became fast friends. We're still like sisters. She's got an amazing practice in Atlanta, Huff Dewberry. But she was very instrumental. I would follow her around on weekends because sometimes our only way to see each other was for me to kind of shadow behind her as she was pulling fabrics and different things mm-hmm. because unfortunately, interior designers are constantly always thinking, always doing, and she was at a juncture working for Dan where she was always working. So so I knew to see her, I'd had to follow behind her, and she would often toss fabrics to me and say, Laurie, you know, we'd be in a textile house, and she'd be like, just go pull whatever you think goes with this. And I'm like, Heather, I don't know. She's like, just do it. Mm-hmm. Help me here. So I would go, and I started to approach it like, okay, well, I was so familiar with artists, and I loved art history, and I loved studying painting, and I knew enough about color composition that I thought, well, I'll just pull this because I know that works with that on the color wheel, or I pulled this or whatever. And I'd come back and she'd be like, Laurie, I would never have pulled that, but I really like it. And so all of a sudden I started getting this encouragement, and simultaneously Turner Network Television was going through all this restructuring. Warner Brothers had bought them. because I was low enough on the totem pole, I was surviving while people high on the totem pole were falling like flies. But there was all this restructuring, and I had a boss who was saying, everyone in this department's going to go get their MBA. And I'm thinking, oh my word. Now you have to remember, I'm just the girl who wanted to be an actress deep down. So I was like way off my path having to go get my MBA. So long story short, that caused me to make some changes. So I found myself taking, instead of business school classes at night, was able to keep my job there, but I took architectural drafting and color theory and started to put together a portfolio and found myself landing at the New York School of Interior Design. So I was 26, finally getting to move to New York, which I'd always wanted to do. My mom very graciously sending me money under the table. So I was sneaking down and taking theater classes at night at New York School of Film and Television, audition techniques, different things, and then going to design school by day. And there I was, 26, on a subway many nights, which my father would have died. Of course, now I say, hey, Dad, look what I really did. It's 20-something years ago, so we're good now. But I was riding these on the subway thinking to myself, what am I doing? Like, theater, broadcast, you know, and design do not go together. I mean, the year is 1998, so we didn't even have cell phones, you know, much less internet, much less anything designed on television. I think Bob Vila's This Old House might have been on, but I didn't have a TV in New York, so I don't know. But the irony is, my across the hall neighbor was from London, and her name is Abby Wahal. And she was in design school with me at New York School of Interior Design. And every Wednesday became a ritual. She would invite me across the hall, and her mom would send from London a VHS tape, you know, literally the sea, you know, snail mail, whatever that was at the time, of a show called Changing Rooms, which was on BBC England. Well, this, little did I know, was preparation for what my future would become. So I became intimately familiar with this show on BBC, where there were two designers, two sets of neighbors, 2 days, and £1,000 or whatever, you know, $1,000 equivalent is. And I became hooked. So fast forward, I graduate, I'm working for an architecture firm, I meet my future husband. I moved to Jackson, Mississippi.
That's a big change from New York.
Yeah, very big change from New York. I am sitting now in a little windowless office on an interstate. So it was very different. And my best friend Heather, that I introduced because she has a purpose in this, gets a call out of the blue one day in Atlanta from a production company in Knoxville, Tennessee. And they have told me that the Learning Channel has bought the rights to this BBC show called Changing Rooms, and they're going to call it Trading Spaces. She's like, what? You know, and they're cold calling interior designers in the yellow pages. And you actually have to answer your landline to get the call.
Can you imagine this? I mean,
can you imagine these days? And so they're on a landline, calling a landline, you know, and she answers at our office, and they're like, we have the show and we want to do design in 2 days and we have $1,000. And she's like, I can't even buy a chair for $1,000, you know, less than $1,000, and have it upholstered in the fabric that we do for our clients. So good luck with that. And you know, but she, right before she hung up, she said, no. Do you think you would ever talk to anyone in Jackson, Mississippi? And they're like, that really wasn't one of the cities we're calling. She's like, but she just moved there from New York. You know? And so anyway, but she has a design degree and a broadcast journalism. And they're like, well, we haven't run into any of those. So she called me saying, be by your phone. I think these people are going to call you. They told me based on Changing Rooms. I said, I know the show. They're like, we haven't spoken to anyone who knows this show. I'm like, I love the show. Needless to say, I fly in. I walk into this audition. It's a sea of, you know, this is 1999. I don't know if, well, you're so young, you may not remember the style, but everyone was in black and they wore little horn rim glasses, whether they needed them or not. And so I come in, I'm in a bright green top, I have big red curly hair, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, you know, I'm not sure this one's going to work out for me. But I remember looking across the room, and any of you Trading Spaces fans remember Frank Bielek, of course. And I remember looking across the room and thinking to myself, well, things could be worse. I could be that guy. And little did I know, they chose the two least likely candidates during that audition. And literally 10 days later, Frank and I are being flown into Knoxville to do the very first episode of Trading Spaces. So that was a long version. But I don't know how else to say it, because it's, you almost have to know all those components to know how really miraculous it was in my life to come together.
I love hearing all the different pieces of your story and how they really molded in to make this happen and to make this work. And I think that's the beautiful part about it is, sounds like just from the very beginning, from the influence from your mom to your travels and your best, you know, I just love when pieces of a story come together like that.
Well, exactly. And to be, you know, is any encouragement to creatives out there, anyone who thinks their life, their current job, their current situation isn't making sense, be patient, because everything is a stepping stone. Everything is part of that foundation that's going to lead you to the unexpected. I mean, I think to myself, if I had just kind of given up, there were many times I wanted to, but something in me kept pressing, no, go take that audition technique class. No, stay, go to work for that architecture firm. And I'm thinking, you know, most people would say that those two will never make sense. But if you are just following where your heart's taking you and sticking with it, so.
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, just kind of keep pressing on, keep looking for those different opportunities and see what doors open. Yeah. Talking about Trading Spaces, you all had a very long run, then you took a little break, and then it's back on the air. You relaunched.
I know.
Very exciting.
You know, it's really, when I put Trading Spaces to bed, it was like this, not just a little thin book, it was like a volume of books, because up on the shelf, and I was very happy to, you know, kiss them goodbye. And because I had two little kiddos, I had a 4-year-old and basically a 1-year-old, and I'd been on the road 9 years, and we were filming really year round, which is not the case now in television, but at that point it was what we call kind of turnkey production. So I was sometimes on the road 20 days a month.
It's a lot.
Yeah, in 3 different cities and 3 different weeks and going from room to room and 2 babies in tow at the end. So
you were tired.
I was tired, but what a wonderful and beautiful thing to come back. You know, I had a friend call me. I was living in Memphis at the time, and a friend called and said, I just saw on CNN that Trading Spaces is coming back. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, well, I didn't get that memo. So. But then it's like we all started, you know, kind of, there were few of my cast that I kept in touch with. We were, you know, we were all like family, and then everyone, just life happens, and everyone started having these big, amazing careers. Like Ty Pennington went on to Extreme Home Makeover, and Genevieve had her show, Vern's had his show, you know, Paige went back onto Broadway, and Doug had his restaurant in Chicago, and Hildy was living in Paris, and it was like everyone, you know, and I was a mama in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, so all these big, interesting complexities. But one of those things that I knew the minute we see each other, we're all just reconnected. And that was my favorite part of this cast coming back together, was the relationships coming back. And now we've all told each other, no matter what happens, we're staying in touch this time, you know. So now we're all connected. It's been great.
Probably a little easier to stay in touch.
Well, it
now
is.
Too.
Now we have cell phones. Now we have email. Now we, yeah, it's just, it is. Technology is an amazing thing.
So. Well, what would you say is your favorite part of design or with the Trading Spaces? What is kind of your go-to? Like if you're going to do any room or any project, what is kind of your favorite?
I think a living room is always my favorite because it's a common space. You know, it's nice. Ironically, this last season I did 2 master bedrooms, which is fine. I enjoy that. But there's something about a living room, to know that you're creating a space that not just your family, but also your friends are really going to congregate. Mm-hmm. And
just a place to gather and make memories.
Yeah, well, design, and I will say this to my dying day, you know, design is a projection of the soul. Like, there's a Coco Chanel, of all people, quote that I love, that I've just always used it as a touchstone. And she says, like art, an interior is the natural projection of the soul. And I love that, because it takes so much fear out of it, and it also takes away this, I'm going to make a mistake. It's your home should express who you are. And yes, there are some little guidelines that can help you along the way, but for the most part, this is your palette. Go for it, you know? And so I like to always say my role was just to be a facilitator, you know, to help one room at a time. So that's one reason I loved Trading Spaces so much, is while we weren't necessarily working with the client, which was interesting, we were working with their best friends who knew them, or their sister or their mom or their, you know, whoever was on the team. And so where they may have had some trepidation to go in and work on this room for whatever reason, in most cases it was budget, life, time, you know, just I don't have time to deal with that. We got to go in and give them this beautiful gift, and hopefully achieving something that was part of them. You know, I think the rooms that made the most impact were the ones who came in and were so overwhelmed by the change, but also, this is exactly what I want. You know, this feels like me. And that was the biggest compliment I could get. Not, right, oh, Laurie did this thing that I would never dream, you know, but the bringing it back to, oh my goodness, this feels good. You know, this feels like a livable space.
You knew what was going
to
work.
Right. Well, the challenge was I didn't know them, but I tried to learn as much about them as I could going in to the equation in such limited time. So
I'm sure that is a challenge, and but it sounds like you have done a wonderful job and made those families very happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you have another exciting opportunity coming up. The Nashville Home Show is coming to Nashville this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Music City Center. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to be involved and what listeners can expect from the show.
Yes, well, it's going to be an exciting show. I mean, there are going to be over 200 vendors out there. I mean, everything, renovation, home, you name it, building. So I highly recommend, I know there are going to be all kinds of things. I mean, from cooking to pets to you name it. We've got everything for everyone. So I specifically am going to be speaking Friday at 1:30 and 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Saturday, 11 and 1. And, you know, I love events like this because I love connecting with people. I love connecting with viewers. Or people who haven't seen the show, come on out. You know, what I'm going to be doing is walking people through two personal renovation stories. So it's going to be visual. It's going to be a lot of before, during, and after. It's going to be a lot of design process. It's going to be everything from embracing the bones of your home if you're renovating, to, you know, finding inspiration to build from scratch. These happen to be renovation, but embracing the bones of your home, traffic patterns, color, textile, you know, accessorizing, you name it. And then also, I love to open the floor for Q&A. So this is a real fun time if you have any questions about design or the show or anything we discussed here today. You can tell I love to visit about it.
Well, I am so excited. We are coming. My husband and I are coming. And Good. We are considering renovating our house. And I will tell you, we are not home renovation kind of people. We get overwhelmed. We don't even know where to start. So we might be those people with all the questions.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully going through these two experiences will take some of the intimidation out of it.
Not only are you going to be able to hear from speakers like Lori and have different vendors, there's also going to be a very kid-friendly place with Home Depot DIY Workshop. There's going to be the Pet Plaza, which I have to stay away from, or else we will come home with more animals, which we cannot do. But again, that is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Music City Center, the Nashville Home Show, and just looking forward to that so much. Well, before I let you go, Lori, when you are not helping others design these rooms and on TV or traveling, what is your favorite thing to do around Nashville?
Well, first and foremost, I'm mama to my daughter, India, and my son, Gibson. So that's my first and foremost passion. But a lot of people don't know this about me. I'm also a certified yoga instructor, which was one of those things
Many
I did.
Talents you have.
Well, it was just one of those things that I didn't even take my first yoga class till I was 40. And I just fell in love with it. I have a ballet background. I don't know if it just resonated there, but I just went through a phase where I had some time. So I was certified, but, so I love to practice yoga. I love music. That's been really fun moving here and exploring.
There's music around every corner.
I know.
Live
it's
music.
So wonderful. So, I don't know. Just, what do you enjoy doing? You know, you can tell
eating
me.
Eating my way around
me.
The city.
Yes, that too.
All the food, all the live music.
Yeah, I mean, we're so happy to be here. There's so much great energy going on in Nashville. I'd love to see the growth, yet it's still small enough that there's, you know, it hasn't quite exploded to the level of like
That's
a
right. we're okay, yeah we're, like we're good
yeah,
a little bit
yeah no I mean it's great I love it. Of course, I've only been here not quite a year, so I'm still learning my way around,
right?
But
still embracing it.
Yeah.
Well, can you share with our listeners where they can find you online, social media, all trading spaces?
Yes, I have a website, lauriehsmith.com, and you can contact me through that with design questions. And I also am on Instagram. I'd love for you to come follow me on Instagram. It's, you know, there was a Lauri Smith, so I think I have to be like Lauri _H. _ Smith, but hopefully you can find me. And I'm on Facebook as well, but I'm probably and predominantly I check my Instagram all the time. So
sounds good. Well, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you at the home show.
Thank you so much.